Hey there, we just wanted to pop in and say we recorded this episode before the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Like so many people, we are devastated to hear of her passing. She was a woman who had a monumental effect on our legal and justice system, and we owe so many of our rights as women to her.
So this is just another good time to remind you, please register to vote. If you don't know if you are registered to vote or not, the easiest place to start is vote.gov.
And also, this is a good time to remind everyone that almost half of all eligible voters in America didn't bother to vote in 2016. And this may be the most important election of our lifetime. Would you say that, Bethany?
I would say that easily. Yeah. Yep. So again, thank you to Ruth Bader Ginsburg for everything that you did for us. I'm assuming she can hear us.
Oh, she certainly can. Up there in heaven looking down on this podcast right now.
And just be kind to each other. And again, just go to vote.gov to get the whole process started on registering to vote.
This year, we got to vote like our lives depend on it.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did.
Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, your coconut simple syrup making. I'm going to start billing myself as a general contractor. Pinterest is life's greatest invention, friend.
And I'm Bethany, your black bodysuits owning, black lipstick wearing, I need to cut back on coffee because I'm literally shaking, friend.
And every week, Bethany and I meet up to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about
cats. Kathleen, cats.
My favorite topic.
I know. I normally really like to be thoughtful about my topic and do a lot of research ahead of time and like really, really know it. But this week has been nuts and I am losing my mind. And so I decided to talk about what I know.
Yeah.
And what I know is how to raise cats. And
Okay.
So, and this might be like a big turnoff for someone who's not a cat person or doesn't own cats. However, stay tuned because you need to know this information because you probably have someone in your life who loves cats or has one. And so now you have one in your life and you are going to need to be better with interacting with them. And so I'm going to give you all the information that I have to help you.
I love it. You know, cats is one of my top five topics. So I'm in for this.
What about you, Kathleen? What are you talking about this week?
So at the end of every episode, we share our socials for this podcast and where you can follow us each individually. And we also always say, and check out the Facebook fan group, the Acquired Taste Facebook fan group, because there are amazing people in there and they're interesting conversations. So I went through our Facebook fan group and pulled the most interesting topics that have been happening this week. And so that's what my topic is. What's going on in the fan group? Like, Bethany, people are talking about blowjobs. People are talking about bad dates. People are talking about what to make for quick dinners. I mean, it is, there's some, people are talking about weddings, like going to a wedding during, someone saved a squirrel. Someone saved an injured squirrel. Listen, there are so many fascinating things that are on people's mind in that group. And this week, I'm just going down the list.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Kathleen, can I share something that I have a bee in my bonnet about really quickly with you?
Yes.
It's not about you, by the way. You're not, I'm not mad at you.
You know I love bonnets and I love bees, so hit me with it.
So full disclosure, gentle listener, every time I've gone off because I have a bee in my bonnet about something, we've deleted it from the podcast. I don't think any of my bee in the bonnets have made it through yet.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because usually they're really specific. So once it was just about a podcast I was really mad at. But I have a bee in my bonnet about this brand of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And the popcorn is delicious. I mean, the bag is empty for a reason. But the brand is called Lesser Evil.
I love that brand. I'm so sad that you're mad at it.
I'm mad at it. The popcorn is delicious, but here's why I don't like it. So the brand is Lesser Evil, and then it says Sinful Taste, Clean Snacks. And here is my issue. Mm-hmm. As somebody with disordered eating, I am more and more aware of the way that our country talks about food.
Yeah.
And this brand is nothing but judgment and guilt about popcorn. So first of all, the name Lesser Evil implies that popcorn is somehow evil, right?
Yeah.
Or that eating a snack is somehow evil. And then they go on to say sinful taste, clean snacks.
Yeah.
So when you label food as clean, you're inherently labeling other food as dirty, which is not a good way to think about food if you're trying to be able to eat normally.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kathleen, you and I talk all the time, like, there's no food that's off limits, because once you put limits on food, you start fetishizing it, and then you start obsessing about it.
Yeah, and then you start restricting yourself from eating it at certain times and allowing yourself to eat it at other times, and it just becomes a hot, psychological, fucked mess.
Yeah, totally. So, like, automatically, I don't like it. But then this flavor is what really set me over. The flavor is Oh My Ghee, G-H-E-E, as in, like, clarified butter, ghee.
Yeah, but I love ghee.
Right, ghee is great. But it should be OMG, right? As in, oh my God, which I think is what they're playing off of.
Yeah.
So, but it's not. It's Oh My Ghee, which doesn't make sense. So either
no sense.
Make it OMG, OMG, or make it like Oh My Clod, or Oh My, you know.
Oh My Clarified Butter.
Pot of butter, right? Like, make it like, anyway, I'm just like, that to me was like, okay, first of all, it's so full of judgment. Second of all, just the label, the title of it is wrong. I'm just so mad at Lesser Evil Popcorn. I don't think that it's a good message. I think that it, and I'm too mad about it.
I like their products. I like their products.
Of course, their
lot.
Food is great. But like, I just don't like the idea of, even if you don't realize you're internalizing it, you're internalizing this message about food. Like, my nutritionist does not let me use the terms clean eating, dirty eating, food that's like quote unquote good food, bad food, cheat food.
Yeah. Well, your nutritionist is right.
So anyway, don't let those messages come in if you pass Lesser Evil Popcorn. Popcorn isn't evil. Food isn't evil. You need food to live.
I just looked up this company and the headquarters are in Danbury, Connecticut, which isn't that far from here. I wonder if we have any taste buds that work for Lesser Evil. I mean, from a marketing standpoint, their logo is amazing.
It's like a little Buddha.
Their graphics are amazing.
Or like a monk or something.
I love the colors of their brand. And I'm really excited because their website says that the fiery hot paleo puffs are almost here. And I will most certainly be buying those.
And I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying, like, it's unfortunate messaging. So anyway, that's my rant.
Bethany, so yesterday you were like, Kathleen, I'm going off the grid. I'll be back at night. And I was like, girl, you do what you need to do. I'll hold down the fort. What were you working on? You're working on a mood board?
So first of all, thank you for holding down the fort. When I came back, I texted you this morning, but like, I'm so grateful, Kathleen, that I am in business with someone that I trust. I trusted you to make any decisions that needed to be made yesterday. And I'm just, thank you for taking things over.
Well, you know what? That works because I just added you as a point of contact and emergency on all of my life insurance forms. So
what? I'm going to bleed you dry.
I don't have life insurance. Oh. I'm not that organized.
Let's go hiking along a cliff.
I'm hip to your tricks, baby girl.
So yesterday I was working on a mood board for the Lonely Hearts show pitch that we're going to hopefully be able to do. But each season of the show is going to be a really specific style. So we want to be able to communicate that. So I was making mood boards, which, you know, are like just a visual representation of what the show will look like. So colors, you know, for like, Kathleen, you know about the world of like clothing design and fashion. They'll do like fabric swatches and they'll pin the fabric swatch to the board, or they'll do, you know, pictures that inspire a certain feeling.
Yeah.
So I was doing mood boards for the series, and like, I finished them and I'm so proud of how the mood boards turned out, but I can't, like, I want to show you, but I don't want to show you because you, Kathleen, have such a training in design, especially like visual design, that I know you're going to have a million things that you think can be fixed and that should be fixed and will make it so much better, but I don't have time to fix any of them. So like, I need it to just live as it is, and I really want to show you, but I know that you're going to see the potential and where it should be changed, and like, I can't take on that, but I also don't want you to not tell me what could be changed. It's just like too much anxiety.
So let me ask you this. Did you do it? Did you cut things out of a magazine, or did you do it on your computer online?
I did it on Adobe InDesign.
Yeah.
So like,
okay, so it's digital. I love the idea of having a mood board for your life.
Oh,
Bethany, I have to tell you, when I was getting married, it was before Pinterest. So I was essentially just collecting photos and putting them in a folder. And then I went into Photoshop and I put all of these pictures next to each other. And every single vendor that I hired, you know, lighting and food and my florist and my day of coordinator, I handed everybody this, you know, 8 by 11 and a half by 11 piece of paper that I printed out. And it was my wedding mood board. And I said, if what you're doing doesn't fit into the vision of this mood board, like, stop doing it. You know, because I'm not, I wasn't picky about flowers. I did it. I just wanted stuff in a cult, like in the same color scheme. And
yeah.
And years ago, I was working for this woman. She was a bra fitting expert. And she said to me, she's like, girl, I cannot believe I'm sitting down with you. I was her web designer. She goes, I can't believe I'm sitting down with you right now, because a year ago I was almost homeless. And she said, I made this mood board and I, you know, she cut things out from magazines. So it was like a physical mood board that she would wake up and look at every day. And she goes, I was sleeping on my friend's couch and I was going through the Restoration Hardware catalog and I found this denim blue couch that I loved so much. And I thought, okay, so maybe one day I'll actually own my own couch and I won't be sleeping on my friend's couch. So she put it on her mood board. And 1 year later, she was in business for herself and she owned that couch.
So she turned her mood board into a vision board.
She turned her mood board into a vision board for her life and she made it happen, because she woke up every day and she looked at this and she's like, that is what I want and how am I going to achieve that today?
I think that's really fun. I think that's a really fun idea. So whether you're, you know, looking to like change your life or whether you just want to do a mood board that reflects who you are right now, which is pretty fun, I think it's fun to do.
I get so physically angry when people tell me they don't use Pinterest. What are you doing?
When, in what circumstances does someone make that confession?
Pinterest, people don't recognize Pinterest as this amazing life organizing tool that it is, because every time you see a blogger wearing something cool, you can save it to Pinterest. Every time you see a recipe that you want to make, you can save it to Pinterest. Bethany, every time I see a hotel that I want to stay in, I save it to Pinterest. And I have a lot of Pinterest boards that are private that no one can see. And now that I'm renovating my mom's house, I have a private Pinterest board. Every time I see a paint color or a design that I like, I save it to Pinterest. I make a Pinterest board for every clothing season so I can start saving things for fall and winter of 2020, 2021 in the spring of 2020. So when it comes time to buy new clothes, I'm not like, oh, I can't find anything online that I like. You know, it's all my Pinterest board. It's all organized. I start pinning ideas for Christmas gifts. I start pinning ideas for Christmas gifts that I want people to give me. My sister-in-laws now know to go on my Pinterest board when they want to buy me a Christmas gift. I'm just saying. Okay, Pinterest rant over. I'm sorry. It's the love of my life.
No, I think this is good. You know what? You deserve to know what you like and what works for you, and good for you.
Have you ever started sending someone a text message and then someone is trying to have a conversation with you while you're sending this text message and you accidentally hit the button on your iPhone that does the voice text?
Yes.
And you send someone this entire conversation that you've been having?
No, that has never happened. I've accidentally sent myself like room tone that I accidentally hit the button on. When did this happen to you? What did you do?
It happened to me yesterday. I was talking to my mom and I was really heated about something that I don't want to talk about what I was heated about on the podcast, but I was texting my friend and I was talking to my mom at the same time. And I was like, you know what? Fuck him. Fuck that guy. We don't need that guy. And my friend just gets like, hey, oh my God, the pics of your kids were so cute. Fuck that guy. You know what? We're done with him.
Wait, you once texted where it was you were voice to texting. And so I got a text that said, I'll be at your house in just a few minutes. Oh, man, fuck you. Fuck you. You just cut me off, you motherfucker. And you were driving.
Yes, amazing. Because I only do voice to text when I'm driving, because texting and driving is so bad.
Yeah. Well, I think the voice to texting to driving is probably also not the best, but better than texting and driving.
To wrap up this section, I would like to talk about something that happened in North Dakota.
Okay.
Just a couple days ago. So Taste Bud Megan, she shared this on the fan page. She said, so I need to share a little bit of an update and celebrate a woman who is my new inspiration. About a week ago, I posted about how for the first time ever in my hometown in North Dakota, they raised a pride flag to celebrate the kickoff of our Pride Festival.
Wow.
So she says, cut to a couple days later at a town hall meeting, a group of turds decided to show up and voice their opinions about this flag flying in our town. Well, luckily, we have Carrie Evans. She is a member of our city council and she is a proud member of the LGBTQ community. And after listening to several people make homophobic comments, belittle the mayor, and say completely disrespectful things about the LGBTQ community, Carrie was over it and she went on a rant at the town hall meeting and it went viral. So election season is a little bit stressful. Do you agree with this, Bethany?
I
feel like as a podcast, we failed to mention that September is Hispanic Heritage Month, correct? September is Hispanic Heritage Month. And we failed to recognize that on the podcast. And I disappointed that we didn't talk about it or we didn't feature Hispanic voices within the Taste Bud community.
Yeah, you're right.
Bethany and I are working on a special upcoming episode called Why Am I Voting? And we want to hear from Taste Buds. Why are you voting? Mm-hmm. So please send us an email at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com because we're going to be interviewing people on this podcast about why they're voting. And I'm really interested in highlighting voices of marginalized groups, mm-hmm. for them to just share the issues that are important to them. And it's not necessarily who they're voting for. It's just why they're voting.
Yes, absolutely. And we got a really cool voicemail from last week's episode where she was saying how, like, they discovered a family member who didn't know that they had family because of their voter registration.
Yeah.
And if you learned anything from history class and you remember studying the horrors of World War II and the Holocaust, mm-hmm. we are treading very close to that world again. Mm-hmm. And this is not a year where you cannot vote. It's just not an option. If you are someone who doesn't vote, that's something you should be embarrassed of.
Yeah.
Especially this year, because the stakes are too high, and they are too high, if not for you, for someone that you care about. I'm just going to go out and say, you don't get to not vote this year.
Yeah.
Unless you are physically unable to find a way there, or you are something has gone wrong and you couldn't get, you know, an absentee ballot, but really there's no excuse. So,
and I want to take it a step further and say it is also your civic duty to check in with your family and friends and make sure they're getting out to vote too.
Yep. That's great, Kathleen. And I'm glad that we're going to do this. I'm excited to do it because it doesn't all have to be super hard drama. Like, you can be excited to vote because there are so many mm-hmm. issues that we can change by voting. Like, I know so many of us feel exhausted, but this is the thing we can do. This is the minimum mm-hmm. thing we can do is vote.
Anyway, that was all a lead up into this piece of audio that I want to play to close out this section. And Carrie Evans in North Dakota, city council member of Minot City, North Dakota. Thank you for this, Carrie. And thank you for everybody who stands up for the LGBTQ community. Every day.
But you don't get to tell me when I can stop speaking.
Well, I'm going to.
I'm an elected official. You can't do
that. Can I do that, Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Walker, if she's given the floor, I'm going to give her the 5 minutes just like everyone else.
Okay,
and I will let you finish up your 5 minutes.
And you'll start the clock.
Clock is running as soon as...
I don't need 5 minutes.
Please go ahead.
So, Mr. Walker, if you're not aware, and I think a lot of people in this room are not aware and have come here just because this is a gay issue, I am proudly the first openly elected lesbian in North Dakota. So that is why I'm not paying any heed to your crap. I'm the people. I live in Minot. I have a taxpayer. I am a person. I get to see myself represented on that flagpole just as much as the people who got the Juneteenth flag last month, as much as the POW MIAs will get later this month. Every single person is entitled to see themselves represented. We are not some group of people who live in San Francisco or Seattle. We are here. We are your elected officials. We are your brothers. We are your sisters. And don't tell me you're not hatred and anger. That's all I feel. I've had to listen to it for days now, as is the mayor and many of my colleagues. It is unacceptable. This city is big enough for all of us. Me having a flag flying doesn't take away anything from your rights and freedoms. But you know what it does for me? It shows me I live in a city that appreciates and embraces me and the people of my community, and that I can live here and feel safe. That's what it does. I'm sorry it doesn't make you feel comfortable, but we're here, we're queer, and we're not going away.
Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
I have a problem.
Okay, tell me everything.
I'm addicted to Ring cameras.
They're like TV, but even more real.
And when they were like, hey, can we partner up with your podcast? I was like, are you reading my mind, Ring? Because you are my favorite product in the world. I have so many Ring cameras at my mom's house, at my house. It just gives me a peace of mind. I get to keep track of everything going on in everyone's lives.
When your mom started living alone, I know that you were really worried about her, and the biggest thing towards making you and your mom feel better about the whole situation was having a whole setup of Ring cameras.
Yes. And when I just went on a vacation just a couple days ago for two nights, I set up a Ring camera in my own apartment to keep an eye on my cats. It just made me feel like they were safe and well taken care of by the people coming in to feed them.
Ring gives you protection at every corner. You have your Ring doorbells. They let you answer the door and check in on your home anytime. You can keep an eye on your doorstep. You can speak to delivery people even when you can't come to the door. They also have outdoor security cameras. They have smart lighting and full home security systems. I have a Ring camera in my kitchen, and you guys know I don't love to leave my house. This gives me so much peace of mind. When I do leave my house, I know that everything is going to be handled and watched.
And I'm shocked about how clear I can see things going on at night outside my house and outside my mom's house. The Ring's smart lighting brightens up blind spots and makes sure that everything is coming in clear.
Yeah, their night vision is better than Ghost Adventures night vision. Zach Bagans needs to start using Ring camera lighting as his lighting.
Yeah.
So get a special offer on the Ring welcome kit when you go to ring.com/taste. And that welcome kit includes the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro.
It's all you need to start building custom security for your home today. Just go to ring.com/taste. That's ring.com/taste. Bethany, I feel like your topic needs a theme song.
Ooh!
Let's talk about cats, baby. Let's talk about feline... No,
you got this.
And isn't it a catronic, don't you think? No, sorry.
Okay.
Thanks. I just caught my husband. I walked into the bedroom to put on a bra. And big day. And I caught him listening to Alanis Morissette, and he quick turned it off when I walked in. I was like, dude, were you listening to Alanis? Like, I love Alanis.
And also, why the shame?
I know. Like, it's Alanis is one of the greatest artists of all time. And he's like, I turned that off the second you walked in here. How did you even hear that? I was like, I could pick up one bar of Alanis and know that that's my girl.
Yeah, I can name this tune in three notes. Like, my dad is, Jagged Little Pill is one of his favorite albums. I got it for him for Christmas one year.
Stop.
No, I will not stop. I will, can't stop, won't stop. Okay, Kathleen, I woke up this morning without a topic, and I still didn't have a topic 45 minutes before we started recording this podcast. So this is not what I'm going to normally do. This is not a reflection of the amount of work I normally put into this podcast, but fuck it. Here's some things I know about raising cats. Okay, number one.
Yeah.
The very best scratching post for your cat. Get the tallest one you can, the kind that has leaves on it. They are fake leaves. The green leaves are pleasing to the eye. And typically, cat trees are like tan or brown, which kind of doesn't look the classiest in a home. It just, you look like someone who has cats. The leaves kind of make it look a little less tacky, unless they're really cheap leaves, and then they make it look more tacky. But like, do your best to zhuzh it up.
You know, I think about this all the time, how if I had endless amounts of money and could just, you know how entrepreneurs, they just start businesses like every day. They're like, okay, cool, I'll start this new business. And they just have people who, you know, there are some people out there whose job it is to come in and launch a business and then walk away, set it up and walk away.
Yeah.
I think about cat towers all the dang time, because some artisan hipster needs to start a cat tree company where things are actually cute and people want to put them in their homes.
It exists. There is a woman on Instagram. I'm going to find her right now. She makes bespoke, whimsical cat trees for your home. She makes them look like fairy houses, castles. They're like the do you remember the show Eureka's Castle?
Sure do.
Eureka's. It's that style of like super plush, bright, whimsical cat trees.
Well, I just came upon this company on a quick hit to the Googs called Tuft and Paw. And these are streamlined, modern, beautiful cat trees. Wow. How expensive are these?
Oh so shit, expensive. Anthony,
this is $949.
Yeah, no, you gotta be rich.
Oh my God. I can't afford this. I have to stop buying oat milk because it's too expensive. Oh my God.
An example of like the tree version, if you follow on Instagram, a fantasy forest cat trees with underscores in between each word.
Okay.
That's one.
Will you include that in our show notes, please?
Yeah, probably.
Thank you.
If I get around to it. I'll find the other one and I'll put them in our show notes too, because hers are the ones that I'm trying to think of are like unbelievable and they're beautiful. So anyway, but who can afford that? Just get yourself like the tallest one you can afford and then like go to Michael's and get like cascades of leaves and then just like put them on.
Okay, great. That's a fabulous idea.
Here's another one. If your cat hates you or if your cat is scared of you, slow blink at them. I say this all the time. This is cat language for I love you or you can trust me. It feels like you're giving them side eye, but it's not. You look at them in the eyes and you slowly blink. Slowly blink.
Blinking at you.
I'm slowly blinking back. This is your way to communicate with your cat in a language they understand. Another thing you can
do. Or your partner.
Yeah, or your partner.
Blink at your partner.
They'll think that you're falling asleep or, you know, having some sort of brain issue.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, whatever. Another thing you can do is lie on your back and show them your stomach. Now, I don't know if that throws off the power dynamic. They might think they're in charge of you. I don't know, but it's worked before for me. And then the cat lies on their back and shows their stomach, which is really kind of darling. I don't know if that works or not.
Do your cats like to be petted on the stomach?
No, unless they ask for it.
I have one cat that loves being touched on the stomach, one cat that doesn't. Personally, me, I hate being touched on the stomach.
Same, I hate it.
If I've just had a big meal, back the freak away.
Yeah.
Like, I hate... Neil knows that's the one part of my body he can't touch.
Is your stomach.
Even when I weighed significantly less and had a flat stomach, I just hated people touching my stomach.
Yep. Don't touch my stomach. Don't touch my upper arms. If you want me to pull away from you, touch my upper arms. Also, don't touch my face. So...
What's with your upper arms? Are you extra
I don't like them. I don't like them and I don't want you to touch them. I don't like the way they feel and I don't want anyone to look at them. Don't look at me. Don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't even look at me. Look away.
Okay.
Stop looking at me.
Okay, I'm looking away. I'm sorry.
Okay. Don't declaw your cat.
No.
Because it's not removing their nails. It's removing a full knuckle of their feet. Cat nails can be maintained. If you have enough scratching boxes and posts, that helps. But declawing your cat is not as simple as like pulling the nail out. It's actually like taking off a knuckle. So it's pretty cruel.
Yeah.
By the way.
Do you clip your cat's back nails?
Infrequently.
I do it for just one cat because sometimes he plays too rough with the other cat and he uses his back paws. And so, yeah.
I have to give them gabapentin to groom them because they both get really stressed and it just helps calm them down a little bit. And so then I'll clip their back claws. But they are really good at letting me clip their front ones because they're used to it now. But the back ones, they get really touchy about. But yeah. Also, by the way, you can get cat scratching boxes just on Amazon. I think they used to have them at Trader Joe's. Those are great. Yeah. You can put them under a bed. You can put them in a corner and they don't take up much space. And then your cat can scratch them. And it's great. And everything's great.
Have you ever had an issue with a cat or an animal scratching furniture? Like a corner of a chair? Yeah.
Yes.
They sell these plastic things on Amazon that you can put over, which I love. I
mean, yeah.
I should do that for my husband's side of the couch because that motherfucker spills everything.
I love it. How's your marriage anyway? Things better?
Yeah, things are good.
Okay, I love you.
I'm joking. We're so solid. How's your relationship? Are things better?
You know, things are good.
Bethany and I have both been going through some stressful relationship things lately.
Stressful times on a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. Like, we're solid. Yeah. We're just working some stuff out. We're stressed.
The earthquake has not cracked the foundation yet.
Right. Our foundation is very strong. We're both just super stressed.
Yeah.
Everything's falling apart. Okay. In the words of my vet, some cats are just wired wrong. Like, stop trying to figure out your cat to an extent. That's a rabbit hole you're going to fall really far down, and your cat's not a person. At some point, you just have to throw in the towel and say, some cats are wired wrong. Yesterday, Loki laid on my bed with a spinning toy hitting him in the face repeatedly for 10 minutes. And so I moved the toy.
Yeah.
And he moved with it so that it continued to hit him in the face. Turns out he was awake the whole time and just really liked this toy hitting him in the face. I will post a video on Instagram. Sometimes your cat is just wired wrong.
He's kinky. Yo, your cat is real kinky. You know, you can make good money like that if you're a human and you're into that stuff.
It was like, it's this little, it looks like a plastic flower and it has a wire sticking out of the, like the where the middle of the flower is, it spins. And there used to be a lightweight bird on the end of it. So the bird would spin and then they would chase it. But they beat the shit out of it. And so they ate the bird. And so I took a fake maple leaf that I have for decor and I tied it around the wire, so then it was a leaf, and Loki just laid and let the leaf slap him in the face.
You know what? It's like when someone is scratching your arm when they're trying to calm you down, you know?
Yeah.
Someone runs their fingers very gently up and down your arm.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's any different.
I mean, I guess not. He seemed to really dig it. okay. If your cat prefers you, you are its mother. I don't care if you don't identify as female. To your cat, you're its mother in as much as it's going to interact with you the way it remembers interacting with its mother. So little short pets with your thumb are reminiscent of its mom licking it. So that's really sweet and that might calm it down a little bit. And that's, I like between the eyes, just little short thumb strokes. And then we...
Now, should I lick my thumb before I do that with my cat to like to simulate wetness from the mother's tongue?
That's on you if you want to be licking things. I know that there's like a fake tongue people buy to put in your mouth.
I was just going to say that. I've always secretly wanted it. I've always wanted that. And I'm not proud to admit that.
You know, I can't stop thinking about what Alexa will say when she sees, you know, me doing that. Because I know she can see, even though she says she can't. Like, I just picture someone walking in and you have this tongue brush sticking out of your mouth and you're licking your... I don't know. It makes me feel awkward. But I feel awkward a lot of things.
Episode of, was it The Office, where they catch Angela on her home security camera? Just like she runs home to check on her cats and then she's licking her cats. Do you remember that episode?
No, but I think I only watched the first three seasons of The Office because I'm a monster.
Yes, you are. Well, it's okay. I just got to the season where Steve Carell leaves. So I think I'm just going to stop there. I don't want to see the rest of it.
Yeah, I think that's when I left too. By the way, if you're frustrated with your cat, remember that it thinks you're its mom. So let that break your heart a little bit. It'll calm you down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it doesn't see you as its mom, in which case you have to earn your place in the cat's life.
Bethany, it's a cat. This sounds like a lot of work.
I'm just saying, people who know and understand cats, you know this. If the cat doesn't see you as its mom, the cat doesn't necessarily love you until it loves you. So let's talk about buying the best toy for a cat, okay? This is great for non-pet owners who want to come with a gift for the cat. Mm-hmm. So buy literally any toy you can afford, okay? Mm. Doesn't matter what it is, buy it. Mm-hmm. Open that toy up, throw that toy away, and now give the cat the packaging from that toy, and they are going to fucking love it.
This is the goddamn truth.
Now, another option, Kathleen, is to take your money and literally throw your money in a fire and then give them an empty box.
Yes.
And that also will work. Now, the important thing to remember is that cats get really easily bored, just like we would get easily bored if we were stuck in the same house all day with just a few things to play with. They need new forms of entertainment. So rotate toys. They'll forget they have certain toys. And then a month later, bring them back out. And it's like, oh, new toy. And that'll save you money.
These cat toy making companies, they are hip to our everyday item tricks because I gave this to you a very long time ago. I've since thrown mine away. I found paper bags scented like catnip.
Yes.
Like a paper shopping bag that you would get at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. And it came in a package of two and I saved one for me and I brought one to you. And I was like, why did I could have just rubbed catnip on a paper bag that I already had. Like, why did I spend my money on this?
Because this one already came with it. You didn't have to rub anything. Worth it. My cats loved it.
My cat's favorite toy, Juno, the little guy, his favorite toy is an old winter glove of meal. He loves that. We just have this, and the glove is so linty and hairy and just full of total dust. And
it smells like Neil.
It's his favorite thing. We toss it. He runs. He brings it back. We play fetch with him. It's the most amazing thing ever.
Minerva's favorite toy is Shoelace Baby, which is an old black shoelace that I tied around a hair scrunchie. So it looks like a bolero tie, a long hair scrunchie with a shoelace on it. She fucking loves it. Shoelace Baby. We drag it behind us. She loves it. She chases it. It costs $0.00.
Yep.
Okay. Now, contrary to popular belief, you can train a cat.
Yeah.
Training cats works best before mealtime because then they're super interested in the treats that you're offering as a reward. Mm-hmm. However, your time is not best spent training your cat because on several how to train your cat lists that I've read, the final step reads, this probably won't work though. So like cut your losses unless you really need help in your house and you can't afford a dog because your cat might be able to learn, but it might not and it's not worth your time.
You know, I kept seeing over in the beginning of quarantine, all these people stacking toilet paper and having their cats jump over it. And I tried it and my cat just sniffed it and walked away. Like, yeah.
Not interested. Mm-mm. Okay. And lastly, if you notice that your cat is watching something near the ceiling or they're looking off in a direction where nothing is, don't panic. It's probably a bug that you can't see. However, it might be an angel or it's probably a ghost because cats are spiritual and spooky. In the documentary Constantine starring Keanu Reeves, he uses a cat to get to hell because cats are already halfway to hell anyway. So those are all the tips that I know about cats. Some of them might not be true because I don't know. This is just what I know. You know, I have a couple more. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Let me see.
If your cat is licking another pet, it is a sign of love and affection, except it could also be a sign of dominance. And it is your cat's way of telling the other animal that they are in charge and that they are the boss. Or they're fucking stressed. Cats might lick a lot more if they're stressed. If your cat licks you, it could be social bonding, or it might be that the cat is also stressed. Or you might have sweaty salt or leftover food on you that's good. So you don't know. Your cat could be happy or sad or content or stressed or hungry.
This sweaty salt thing, I know for a fact it is real because every time I haven't showered for a couple of days, my cat Cannoli loves licking my armpit. It's like her favorite treat.
She suddenly, quote unquote, loves you more?
She's like, girl, she gets into bed with me. She crawls right underneath my arm and she licks my armpit. I'm like, okay, this is a sign that I need to take a shower.
This is a hint from your cat.
Unfortunately.
And then lastly, for real, cats purr because they're happy or to bond with their mom and let their mom know that they're okay. Mm-hmm. But they also are thought to purr when they're unhappy or in pain to soothe themselves the same way that kids suck their thumb. And some people also believe purring can cause vibrations in the cat's body that helps heal their bodies if something is broken or torn, thus helping them heal from surgery. So if your cat is purring, it's happy, or it's bonding, or it's stressed, or it's sad, or it's in pain.
So you're sending me mixed signals about a lot of these things that you just discussed, because if
you're... Thus cats.
Cat.
And cats. That is the essence of cats.
If your cat is licking you, it may like you, or it may hate you.
Yeah.
If your cat is purring, it may be really happy or really angry. If your cat is eating, your cat may be bored or... you know what? Stressful.
Kathleen, you just graduated from cat class.
Thanks. You know, you left out some really interesting facts about cats that I'm going to school you on right now.
Whoa. Hit me one more time.
Cats meow not to communicate with each other. They only meow to communicate with humans.
Cats are smart, man.
And cats only have 4 toes on the back paws. And not 5. They have 5 on the front, 4 on the back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Should I go wake up?
We've talked about this on the pod before. And every time I tell you, you go, what? I didn't know that.
What
you
is do wrong know with that. Me?
I know.
Wait, I have to go check. Hold on. Keep recording. Okay. I'm going to go look. Hold on.
Check your boyfriend too while you're at it.
Go find my cats in another room and wake them up and find them.
Gentle listener, cats are amazing. I think everyone should get a cat. When someone tells me they're a dog person, I understand. But you know what? It's a pain in the ass to go out and walk your dog. Like, I live in a city. I have a friend who has to get up in the dead of winter at 5 a.m. to bring that dog out to take a pee-pee. That sounds so annoying. I don't even take myself out to take a pee-pee.
I got a cat. She's not pissed. She's so pissed. Wait, Minerva, hold on. I'm holding her like a baby, which she hates. How many toes do you... 1, 2, 3, 4!
4.
Four
on the back.
Do you have anything to say to Aunt Kathleen?
Hi, Minerva. You're looking very blonde today. I love your hair color. Where you get it done, baby girl?
Okay.
You know, the dichotomy. I use the word dichotomy a lot. I often cut it out when I'm editing. What's the word dichotomy mean?
Dichotomy?
Dichotomy.
I know it's like dichotomy. It's like two things that are being compared, right?
Yeah. So I was just going to say the dichotomy of you with a black microphone and black headphones and dark purple lipstick and a black tank top on right now. And then your white cat. It's like the yin and the yang.
She hates me.
Of cat and cat lady.
She hates me so much. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
Thanks for the lesson. You know what, Bethany? If this Lonely Hearts show pitch falls through, I really think you have an excellent shot at opening up a cat training school, because people will pay you a lot of money for zero results. And you know what? You'll still be successful.
Oh my God. And our slogan is no promises. Kathleen, the other day I had to put on pants, like jeans, and I felt personally offended at the way that they fit because they're not comfortable. And I haven't worn not comfortable pants for about, 7 months, because I've been living in my Beta brand dress pant yoga pants.
Yeah, like the pain of childbirth. They say that you forget that the second you have the baby. I forgot what it was like for jeans to dig into my belly. And I was like, what the heck?
Beta brand's dress pant yoga pants are made of wrinkle resistant stretch knit fabric. It makes them perfect for long work days or working from home. They fit so well. They like suck everything in and pull you up. They're professional dress pants, but they feel like yoga pants.
And it looks like we're going to be working from home for the next couple of months. So if you want to stay comfortable and stylish, you have to head over to betabrand.com, because they have so many different styles there. Bethany and I both have pants from Beta Brand. I just got the bootcut jeans in the mail and the elastic waistband. They are so darling. And now that it's finally cold outside, I'm excited to wear them with my boots.
Yeah. And I have their moto leggings, which have like that moto detail on the knee and functional zippers. You can actually put secrets in the pockets, which is really nice. Mine are black, obviously.
And they have more than 50 colors and styles. There's something for everyone.
And right now you can get 25% off of your first order when you go to betabrand.com/taste.
That's 25% off of your first order for a limited time at betabrand.com/taste.
Find out why people are ditching typical work pants for Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants.
Go to betabrand.com/taste for 25% off.
Kathleen, I have a remote for my Apple TV that is small and slippery and black, and so it disappears into the couch cushions every time I am hanging out on the couch with Dennis. And he said to me, half jokingly, we should tape a tile to this. And I said, oh, let's do it. Because Kathleen, you and I have partnered up with Tile, and over the weekend, we lost the remote. I hit my phone, the little Tile app went ding, ding, ding. We found the remote. It was between the couch cushions.
Gentle listener, if you're wondering what Tile is, I'm here to tell you. Tile is this little square Bluetooth device that helps you keep track of basically anything that you need to keep track of. For Bethany, it's her Apple TV remote. For me, sometimes it's my cat, or sometimes it's my purse.
Have you seen online people have turned the little square Tile into like a dog tag or a cat tag?
Yes.
They design it and it kind of looks like the Scooby-Doo tag.
Exactly, Bethany. In a couple of weeks, my cats are going to go spend a weekend at my mom's house while I go away. And I don't trust my mom to take care of my cats. So both of my cats are going to get a Tile collar.
So here's how Tile works. You download the free Tile app to your phone. And then if you've misplaced or you can't find something, open up the app and tap Find. And your Tile device, the Bluetooth device that helps you keep track of your stuff, it's going to ring and it'll lead you right to where your cat is or your remote is or your keys are.
And one of my favorite things about Tile is that it comes in all the classic colors like black and white. But now they have these new limited edition prints. And I got, Bethany, are you ready for this? I got the Citrus Fresh print. It's like pink with like these little oranges and lemons. It is so cute.
That is definitely your style. And I got this really beautiful pastel geometric pattern that is gorgeous. And it also looks really good on my remote control.
Now that I have one Tile, I need probably about 7 more.
So get a limited edition Tile for yourself and everyone who's always losing their stuff. Your parents. Your parents are always losing their stuff.
Yeah.
Go to tile.com/taste to shop the limited edition collection right now.
That's Tile, TILE.com/taste. These fun, one-of-a-kind exclusive designs go fast.
Get yours today at tile.com/taste.
Bethany.
Yeah, Kathleen.
Before we get into all of the really interesting conversations going on in the fan group, I have to ask you.
Yeah.
So after your bed bug incident,
yeah,
are you more worried about buying furniture from people online like Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because I also used to take furniture off the side of the road, like if people were just getting rid of things, which is huge in New York. People are always just getting rid of like perfectly good things.
Yeah.
But now I'm afraid.
There are Instagram accounts dedicated to what people have just put on the curb in New York City.
It's unreal.
They post the location, they post the date and time when it was seen, and then people go and run and they take things that are on the street.
Kathleen, that's a really good idea, because I think I said once on the pod, I found a full armoire.
Yeah.
Like, and it was in pristine condition, and the only reason I couldn't take it is because I no longer had room for it. But now I'm afraid to take that stuff. So are you nervous?
I'm in the market to buy some furniture because I need to furnish my bedroom at my mom's house. And I never got a chance to do this as a child. Like, I never had a bedroom set. My mother has never had a bedroom set. And I think matchy matchy is like not a thing that's in anymore. But in the 90s, it was a big deal to have a bedroom set.
Yeah.
And my parents, it was just like something that they never had. I guess they didn't have the money to spend on it, or there were other things that were more important. Anyway, so I'm putting together like all these bedrooms now, and I need furniture, and I'm going to spend more money on my mom's room because she deserves it. And I'm going to spend less money on my room and my brother's room. And so I'm on Craigslist every day. But then I saw there's this girl in Hoboken. She has a fairly new, like just 1 or 2 years old, a pink couch for $200. It's West Elm. And I'm like, oh, couches are tough.
Get it.
Couches are tough because there's a lot of nooks and crannies for little critters and bugs and things to hide. And
yeah,
I was surprised that it was even still available, because I texted her I sent a message 5 days after she posted it. She said it's available. So now I got to rent a pickup truck from like Home Depot or something. And I'm like, do I want to do this? Do I not want to do this? Like, and also I'm trying to be more sustainable. It's always like,
of course,
do I be safe and prevent bed bugs in my house, or do I buy things that are already, like, I don't, it's a struggle.
I think what you need to do is when you meet her in person to pick up the couch, I think you need to ask her, okay, woman to woman, mm-hmm. does this have bed bugs? Mm. And watch her eyes when she answers.
Yeah.
Because if she lies, I hope you'd be able to tell. And if she's a really good liar, all right, that's a risk you'll have to take. But it's a $200 couch, which is like a pretty great couch. Ask her also why she's getting rid of it. That might be a better way to ask.
She's moving. She put in the post that she's
moving.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she just wants.
I don't know.
I mean, look, you live in a city. Everyone's going to get bed bugs at some point. That's what I'm telling myself. So you might as well.
All right. I'm going to give a general warning. Some of these topics are NSFW, major NSFW.
Not sailing for the West.
Nope, exactly.
NSFW.
If you are listening to this in your cubicle and you don't have headphones, turn this podcast off right now. You're going
to
get fired.
A, your neighbors hate you for listening to things without headphones on. B, turn it down.
You know, first and foremost, there are a lot of conversations about people visiting Asheville going on in the fan group. Have you ever been to Asheville, North Carolina?
I haven't. What's going on in Asheville?
You know what? It's on my list of places to go. It's supposed to be very cool. A lot of great food, like breweries and stuff like that. I would love to have a taste bud conference in Asheville.
I'm all about it. I think do you remember in 2019 when we said 2020 was our year of doing live shows?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I've got all this material saved in my phone for live show material, because it's a physical comedy topic that I want to do. Like,
wait, what physical comedy do you want to do at our live show?
Like how chopping onions. I physically look the same way I do chopping onions as I do going to the gym. Like I need to take breathers, and my eyes are watering, and I start heavy breathing, and it's just like.
I do. I love, because I also remember we were going to try to work on doing. Do you remember when that whole like crowd mind reading trick where you memorize certain prompts and then you look like you can read people's minds?
Yeah.
Like we had talked about wanting to do that as a segment of the show. So I love that there's like crowd mind reading, physical comedy section. Then we'll do a section where we just like help you do your taxes.
Yep.
We'll just do a section where we like all play, you know, we do pantomimes.
Important life skills. Okay. All right. NSFW topic right here.
Okay.
I'm not going to say her name, but I'm going to call her Taste Bud Sexy Sex.
Okay.
She wrote, all right, can we get real personal?
Yes, always.
Does anyone else's throat hurt or get sore after giving a blowjob? Now, I'm not super experienced at it. Same girl. But like every time I give him one, my throat is sore for an hour or two. And I know that we're both clean, you know, STD free.
Sure.
Am I alone in this? I should also note he's very sweet and he lays down or he sits down so he doesn't push or hold my head at all.
Okay, that's really nice.
He's also a germaphobe, and I mean that in a positive way, and I won't do anything orally if we both didn't shower or brush our teeth. Okay, yeah, cool. Bethany, does your throat ever get sore after giving a BJ?
I think it depends on how much you are putting yourself out.
Well, or how big his eggplant is.
That's kind of what I'm asking. Like, are you like going for it 110% the entire time? Because I think if you are, you're probably straining your jaw.
Is this coming from personal experience, Bethany?
First of all, don't you dare try to shame me for having experience in the OS.
No, I'm not shaming you. It's a skill that I am always so appreciative of.
I'm trying to think of, I don't remember this happening. I don't remember getting a sore throat. However, I'm trying to think of in what situations that could potentially happen.
Your jaw hurts.
What about you? Have you ever gotten a sore throat?
No, hell no. First of all, I don't do this that often. I have to be like the perfect amount of drunk to do this, which usually happens after a holiday party. So it's like a pre-Christmas
once a
gift.
Christmas. For, but happy Hanukkah,
happy
Neil.
Hanukkah. Or today is the kickoff of Rosh Hashanah. Shoshana Tova, Neil.
So wait, is he getting a Rosh Hashanah BJ today?
No, he's not. I don't know why I made that joke. Terrible joke.
What do people say?
One of the taste buds said, you need to make your mouth real wet. So just drink a fuck ton of water before you start doing this BJ. Someone said you need to swallow coconut oil.
Swallow it.
Right before you do it. Swallow coconut oil to lube up your throat, your vulva.
Your vulva?
Or not your vulva, your ulva. What's
your
the thing
uvula?
I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot. They're similar words. But I did just picture a vulva inside someone's throat.
It's not that different than a uvula. Luvla. Anyway.
Both words have too many vowels.
Someone also suggested, and before we move on from this topic, that you might be allergic to your boyfriend's junk. They want to know if she swallows or not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Did she respond? Did she clarify?
She didn't. She didn't.
Okay. Yeah.
So, all right. Okay. This is what Alyssa wrote. Hey, bud, just wanted to share this new binge-worthy show that I'm watching on Netflix called The Home Edit. It's about two business owners who go into people's houses and organize their closets and whatever they basically need done over. They're so quirky. They have a great relationship. Happy binging. Bethany, has this popped up on your feed for things that Netflix wants you to watch?
Is this the one where it's two pleasant-looking white ladies smiling at you back-to-back or whatever?
Yes.
Yes. I haven't watched it yet.
And the first episode is Reese Witherspoon. So a taste bud messaged me about it a couple days ago, and I was up until 3 a.m. two nights ago watching this thing. Here's my thing. So they always do like one normal human per episode. It's called The Home Edit, and they have a business. They're based out of Nashville. It started as an Instagram account, and they turned it into this huge organizing business, which I think is really cool.
Good for them.
The business perspective of it is really interesting. But every episode, they do a normal human, and then they do a celebrity human, and they love acrylic drawers. Like, they organize everybody's stuff into acrylic drawers. Only millionaires can afford acrylic drawers. Have you been to the Container Store lately? Do you know how much those acrylic drawers cost?
I'm going to go to thecontainerstore.com.
They're a lot. Even on Amazon, when you try and get them cheap from China or something, they're not cheap. I have a couple of acrylic trays for my bathroom to keep my bathroom products in. They're like $15 a tray. And sometimes these women will have this acrylic drawer that you put a shoe in, and it's like they're stackable. They put one pair of shoes in this acrylic drawer. I'm like, what happened just buying a shoebox or the shoebox that your shoes came in? I know it's not as beautiful, but
I'll tell you why, Kathleen.
That's my only qualm. What?
They have a partnership with the Container Store, because I went on www.thecontainerstore.com.
Yeah.
And there are these two pleasant looking white ladies right on the homepage.
Yeah. So they're the Home Edit ladies. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Home organization, it's expensive. And so I want to see the episode that they do where they used leftover Amazon boxes to organize someone's house and they make it look cute, you know?
Absolutely. I love the idea of acrylic. I love acrylic. I love that you can see through it. It's clean. It's pretty.
Yeah.
And I also understand it's fantasy, right? Like, it's very satisfying to watch people clean up someone else's house, and then you get to see a before and after, and that's really fun.
Yeah.
But I do also want to know how I can do it without acrylic.
Yeah. Show me how I can spray paint all the Amazon boxes piling up, or the Chewy boxes piling up in my house, and use that to organize.
God bless the Chewy boxes.
Okay. Aubrey writes, hey, buds, I need advice and recommendations. Number one, what is the best way to get blood out of clothing? No, I'm not a murderer. My husband just has back knee and he scratched open a pimple that bled onto his shirt.
Ow.
We've all been there. And number two, what is the best way to reduce acne on the back? My husband's back is covered, but he won't go to the dermatologist. Does anyone have any home remedies or suggestions? Do you suffer from back knee, Bethany?
I used to really severely. And I'm going to try. There was a soap I used and it worked.
Yes. Is it Panoxyl?
Panoxyl bar. Yes.
Panoxyl. So I, for most of my life, have suffered from terrible back knee and chest acne. So much so that my brother, when I was in, I guess I was 13, him and his friend started calling me back pus platypus.
Well, that's supportive.
Yeah, it's, you know, bullies.
And also hard to say. So they were really setting themselves up for failure.
Back pus platypus. My back knee never fully cleared up until I went on birth control.
Okay.
So Aubrey, and I there's nothing I love more than telling my husband, hey, Neil, take off your shirt so I can pick at his back. It is one of life's greatest pleasures. Do you do that to Dennis?
It's so satisfying. If he lets me, he usually doesn't let me because, you know, he gets sensitive, I think, as anyone would.
Yeah.
If you were like, let me look at your flaws and I want to dig at them. But no, it is really satisfying. I like to do it. Did Panoxyl Bar work for you or no?
Yes. I love Panoxyl Bar. And they also sell it in a cream. And one of our taste buds wrote, you got to check out the Panoxyl Acne Foaming Wash. They also sell it in a bar. My dermatologist recommended it to me. It costs like $10. They sell it at Walmart. They sell it at CVS. They sell it at Target. Panoxyl. So the ingredient in Panoxyl, which is useful for a lot of things, is the benzoyl peroxide. It's 10% if you get the maximum strength. That also, if you do something where you get really smelly, like hockey equipment, guys who play hockey, the equipment is really smelly. And therefore, when it touches their skin, there's like a lot of bacteria buildup. Panoxyl wash will do the trick. If you have really smelly feet, Panoxyl wash will do the trick.
That's really good to know. Mm-hmm. That's really good to know. The one thing about Panoxyl, so it's Panoxyl, right?
Yes.
Is that how you spell it? Yeah. So I have found that it's a little bit too harsh for my face, but it is great for body acne that, you know, it's just an all over easy to use. I will say, I think that it dyes, bleaches your towels.
Yeah. You have to be careful about that.
Yeah. So
use
a white towel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like if you have colored pillowcases, it might dye the pillowcases or your sheets. So just like use white sheets or don't worry about, you know, if you don't care about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I found that to be very, very, very helpful.
Once I went to school, it must have been middle school, and I was having a lot of bad back knee, and I took benzoyl peroxide, you know, like the zit cream that's benzoyl peroxide.
Yeah.
I covered my back in it, and then I put my t-shirt on. You know, I was trying to get my back pimples to go away. It's embarrassing. And by the end of the day, the back of my light blue limited to baby tea was totally bleached, and I had no idea because it was behind it. The kids were saying stuff to me.
Oh, you poor thing. You just have a lot of hurt feelings in your past.
You know, Bethany, I'm a damaged human.
You are, and yet you're excelling.
I'm super excelling. I want to share that Kim said OxyClean spray for laundry is great to get blood out of clothes. Her dad was on dialysis and always had blood on everything.
Oh, gosh. That's good to know.
Someone also said milk will get the blood out.
And then here's my thing. Do you want to wash it really cold or really hot? I think cold, right? Don't you want to wash it cold?
Blood cold, I think. Because I think the heat sets blood, but you have to check the internet for that.
Okay, great. Next question. I like this.
A taste bud. I forgot to write down her name. She said she had a really terrible, terrible job interview and she didn't know what to do. Have you ever had a terrible job interview?
Yeah, fully. I once was sweating so badly that I put my hands on the table to just sort of steady myself. And it was a black table. And when I lifted my hands up, there were two fully wet handprints where had been. And I saw the hiring manager glance down at the sweaty handprints and then back up at me.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, like, what are you going to do?
I think interviews are a lot like riding a bike. If you're going to have some tough days, if you go on enough of them, you become an expert and then you're going to get a job. So I don't really see, I mean, unless it's like your dream job and you really blew it. You know,
I think that 9 times out of 10, it's not as bad as it was in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that if you belabor it, you're going to, like, if you reach out to them, for example, and just be like, I'm sorry, like, it, you know, it went really badly. You are making it worse by like putting a spotlight on it when maybe they forgot.
Yeah.
I think the only reason to maybe reach back out is like if you knocked over something that broke or if you
can you imagine,
you know, like. Like, I don't know. If you accidentally set a fire or something, then like maybe reach out and apologize. But otherwise, I really wouldn't worry too much about it. Either they've already forgotten, or if they haven't, like, you don't want to remind them, whatever. It's okay. I would move on.
Send a thank you note.
Send a thank you note.
All right. Let's see. Kelsey writes, speaking of life insurance, we were just talking about that before. She goes, hi, friends. I have a bit of an adulting question. When do I need to get life insurance? Is it a certain age or a stage of life? This year, I bought a house with my fiance, and I'll be 25 years old next month. Girl, congratulations. 25 and you own a house? Man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well done.
Do you have life insurance, Bethany?
No. I think I have whatever I had through any employer that like is attached to a 401k or anything. Yeah. I don't know. I've heard that when you have children, you should get it. That's what I've heard, but I don't know.
So who's the blonde woman?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No. The one who's the finance lady.
Barbara Corcoran?
No. She's a realtor lady. Why can't I remember her name?
Susie Orman.
Susie Orman. Susie Orman says that life insurance is not really, it's not a good deal unless you have children. And usually if you have a job, your job will give you like 2 year, you know, twice your salary or 1.5. Usually if you have a full-time job that comes with a lot of good benefits, your job will give your spouse or your children like 1 year of your full salary or 1.5, 2 years of your full salary should you die. But Susie Orman, you should look up Kelsey, Taste by Kelsey, look up what Susie Orman says about life insurance, because there are better ways to invest your money where your money will give you much better returns than your life insurance. So if you don't have kids yet, it's probably not something that you want to look into.
I would agree with that. That sounds right. And also, if you are in a relationship where your partner is really insistent that you get life insurance, they're going to kill you.
They're going to kill you.
Yeah. They're getting ready to murder you.
They're going to kill you.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Speaking of ways to murder your partner,
yeah.
Carolina wrote, I need quick meal ideas. What's yours? And I say that, Bethany, because anytime you cook, you try to murder Dennis.
Yeah, I do. Seamless or
no,
Uber
no,
Eats.
No.
I don't know, Kathleen. Frozen something.
I'll give you one. Yes, stock your freezer with frozen Trader Joe's whatevers. It's so easy to just pull it out and, you know, put a frozen pizza in the oven. But I will say this. Do you know that brand of – it's like a – you know, an organic brand is called Pacific Natural or Natural Pacific or
no.
Anyway, you know, when you buy soup that's in a box instead of a can, it feels really fancy. I did this quick meal the other day and it was so good. It was spicy black bean soup. I did that. I boiled a little bit of whole wheat orzo, mixed it together. It was like this delicious black bean orzo stew type thing.
Yum.
So good. So quick. Toss some spinach in there and you have like, you know, so.
That sounds good.
So what's your go-to meal? Crackers and marinara, Bethany?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, yes. And eggs. Eggs for dinner. The best idea ever.
Eggs for dinner. Do it. My nutritionist was like, you know what? If you're not going to eat dinner, peanut butter and jelly. Like, it gets you what you need. It's going to get you through the night. It's going to let you sleep. Peanut butter and jelly. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not a bad human if you eat peanut butter and jelly for dinner. It's delicious.
Mm. All right.
Two different kinds of jellies if you're feeling fancy and French.
Well, there you go, Carolina. Peanut butter and jelly and soup with orzo. Okay. This is a little bit more serious. Sydney writes, y'all, I'm sort of speechless and angry. A little bit of background. I'm a female. I work in the tech field. I mostly use email communication to talk with my coworkers, vendors, technicians, site contracts, etc. I've been misgendered a lot. I get called Mr. or I get called David. My last name is Davidson. I guess that's where they get it from, ? I don't know. So I started putting in the bottom of my email my pronouns, she/her, to stop people from misgendering me. Because, yeah, I guess Sydney could go either way. Yeah, the name Sydney.
And it makes sense that, like, tech bros would just assume that Sydney was a dude.
Was a dude, yeah. So her boss said that it's inappropriate and had her take it out from her signature, her email signature. She's like, I am really uncomfortable with what my boss said to me and I don't understand. Apparently, people were sensitive about her including her pronouns in the bottom of her email. I don't, Bethany, you include your pronouns.
I do. I put them in my social media because, you know, my friend M, who does And That's Why We Drink podcast, they say, like, they're always saying normalize pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns because it's important. It's important to know how to address someone.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're someone who's never had that issue before, you know, just take for a minute, like, how would you feel if your entire life let's say you're a woman, mm-hmm. how would you feel your entire life if people just called you he mm-hmm. and sir? Mm-hmm. And like after a while, it would start to eat away at you. And I don't know what to do in Sydney's situation because it's your boss.
Yeah.
And I think if you, but it is an issue. It is definitely an issue. And I think I don't know, man. HR is tough because HR is not on your side, yeah. no matter what they want you to think. They're on the side of not getting the company sued.
Yes. HR is never on your side.
They're not. I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. That makes me so sad. I think that it's maybe time to start just casually looking for another place to work if that's the environment. And then maybe try to take steps after you've moved on. I really don't know. I feel like I've lost so much fight. I just don't have any fight in me left.
And I don't include pronouns in what I do because, and maybe I should start doing this because I am not part of the LGBTQ community. And I'm like, do I want to be a friend. I mean, I am a friend of that community. I support that community wholeheartedly. But sometimes I'm like, I don't want to make it an issue. Like, I don't want to make it my issue. It's their issue. But I guess I'm thinking of this. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like you don't want to take on the mantle that doesn't belong to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. I thought that too. And it was actually M who sort of made me know that like, no, it's okay because you want to just make it a normal thing so that when someone who does need to clarify their pronouns does so, it's not weird. It's not the first time someone's heard it. That's kind of the way that I was led to believe.
Yes, I see
that. You're just creating a culture where that's normal.
Yeah. So when someone has they, them as their pronouns, it's like, oh, cool. Yeah, everyone's doing this now. Cool. Yeah, I'll
call. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Sydney, I don't know. But you keep us updated. Let us, I mean, maybe you can start a petition. Does that work yet? Does that work? Do petitions even work? Every time I sign an online petition, does that even go anywhere? Does it work?
I don't know. I mean, it has to say something. I think it probably adds evidence to other action.
Yeah.
Like, here, we're doing this thing. And also, like, 10 million people also want this thing to be done. Sydney, we're not helpful. Did other people on the Facebook page have suggestions or recommendations?
They didn't, no.
Ugh, it's so frustrating. Yeah. It's like,
I know.
That's not appropriate for your boss to say that it's not appropriate.
Bros.
That's.
I bet her boss is a man. She doesn't specify, but I bet he is a man.
It might be a woman. You don't know.
All right. This is from Cecilia. She writes, and I know, Bethany, you can answer this for her. She goes, okay, buds, I'm planning a photo shoot for myself next month.
Fun.
I absolutely love the photographer, and she specializes in boudoir and stylized photography.
Amazing.
I'm extra nervous/excited. I'm finally in remission from cancer. So I want this to be like my personal fuck cancer type thing. And I never got to celebrate my 30th birthday because I was sick for a while. So I'm turning 33 and this seemed appropriate. If anyone could give me ideas for themes, I'm kind of stumped on what to wear. I'm a plus size girl learning to love her body after this illness. So if you have any cute outfit ideas that would make me feel cute, let me know. Bethany, you've had photo shoots like this done of you before. And so I'm like, okay, Bethany, you're the expert.
Yeah. Pinup style is really, really fun. And it's really fun to pose for too because it's all about like big exaggerated facial expressions. So if you're not comfortable smizing for the camera without looking mad, doing the big wide eyes like, ooh, I was caught in the act of cooking without clothes on, like those are really fun to do. If you are, you know, nervous about your body, corsets are great. I would look online for corsets for, you know, whatever size you are because it pulls things in the right spot. It pushes things out in the right spot. Don't be afraid to be as covered up as you want to be because you can make covered up really sexy. Also, find an area of your body that you're really comfortable with. For a lot of women, if you were insecure about our stomachs, the area like your upper abs, so like right under your boobs, if you kind of lift your boobs up and like pull them in place, and then you have like this maybe 1 or 2 inches before the rest of your abs start, kind of where your ribs are, that's usually a nice place that's pretty smooth, that if you want to do like a high-waisted pair of panties and then a nice bra and just show that little bit of skin, that might be fun. Give yourself some big old high heels that'll elongate things And mm-hmm. if you're doing like the boudoir idea, a lot of fun is like laying on your back with your legs up in the air. Like if you see old photos of women like on the phone with their legs in the air, that helps to kind of like flatten the stomach out and like make your legs look really long. There's so many really fun ways that you can yeah. pose around anything that you're insecure about.
Yeah.
And make it all about the hair extensions and the eyelashes. Like,
yes.
you know, or like if you're wearing a wig, a gorgeous freaking wig, big old eyelashes, like really play up and have fun. And I know the photographer is going to have a lot of suggestions too.
The photographer will pose you because they yeah. know what works. They know how to make people look good on camera. Someone recommended Lane Bryant. They said they have a really good plus size like lingerie line.
Fun.
And just a quick glance on the Googs, Yandy.com has some really sexy plus size lingerie. ASOS.
Love it.
Has some good stuff. And Torrid comes up, so.
And I don't know, like, I don't know what your budget is, but I know that, I think Savage X Fenty might, like, if you want to go a little higher end, like, Rihanna does a lot of corsetry in her lingerie, and I know that she's really yeah. inclusive with sizing as well, so if you want to splurge a little bit, that might be fun. Mm. But yeah, corsets are great. Corsets are great. They're really fun.
Okay. This one's really funny. Scarlett, she posted a picture of her knife block and then a video too of her pulling her knives, her biggest knife out of her knife block. And she wrote, "Today I finalized the placement of my knife block. The determining decision was based on how easy / quick it was to pull out if I ever need to defend myself. Maybe I watch or listen to too many crime and horror stories. Thought you buds could relate. Here's a video of the original placement where I couldn't get the knife out quick enough."
Smart, smart, smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
We should all be doing this.
Mm-hmm. Abso-freaking-lutely. Yeah.
Also, I think it's a good idea to have your knife block hidden. So if an intruder came into your house, it wasn't, they couldn't see it right away.
That's a great idea. And you know how I feel about hidden knives. Put them in every room. Put them in the bathroom, mm-hmm. especially. If you're going to pick one room to have a hidden knife, the bathroom is where you're the mm-hmm. most vulnerable. And it also probably has yeah. the least amount of escape options. So if you find yourself in the bathroom when someone comes in, you need a weapon.
Yeah. And if you need to stab them, you go for the torso.
Go for the torso.
Don't go for their arm. Don't go for the leg. As we have learned from so many zombie movies, if you get bit in the arm or leg, you can still like manage to get away from the zombie. But if they take a big chunk out of your lower intestines, that's it. You're dead. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. By the way, mm-hmm. back to corsetry, I'm on savagex.com.
Yeah.
They have a beautiful lace corset for like $80, which is expensive, but it's stunning. So again, yeah. they do. I was just confirming that they do have what I'm looking for. Oh, and she also has $23 crystal clear handcuffs, which are really freaking gorgeous.
Wait,
they're like lucite.
What? Yeah.
Rihanna.
Man, Lucite is the business that we should all be in.
Freaking love Lucite.
A friend of a friend of a friend of a friend told me about this woman who got rich making Lucite hardware for curtains.
I think I was thinking of Lucite when I was talking about acrylic.
Yeah, Lucite and acrylic are the same thing. Lucite is acrylic.
They're the same thing?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
They're
I love it.
Interchangeable, like Mary-Kate Olsen and Ashley Olsen. Basically the same thing, maybe just a very slight difference.
Just a little bit difference.
Uh-huh. All right. And last but not least, I want to give props to our taste bud, Crystal. Bethany, I'm going to text you a picture of Crystal.
Okay.
She stopped her car on her way somewhere because there was an injured squirrel in the road.
Oh, oh.
And she took off her jacket or jacket that she had in the car, wrapped the injured squirrel in her coat, and then figured out a place to bring an injured wild animal.
Oh, she said she... Oh...
She says she found this poor baby in the middle of the road this morning on her way to work. Something told me that I needed to turn around, so I did it. The poor guy couldn't use his back legs at all. I called my daughter to come get them so I could still go to work. And then I gave my daughter the phone number to Wild Animal Rehabilitation Center. So 20 minutes later, my daughter called and said that the squirrel didn't make it. Oh, I'm so sad for this little guy.
That's so sad. You know, I'm so glad that she rescued him, though. So his last moments were like in care and not yeah. alone. You know, I'm so grateful she tried, because the picture, he's clearly wrapped up and he's warm. And I'm sad he didn't make it, but I'm really happy that she rescued him and like he was safe.
The Golden Taste Bud Award today. That's a new thing. Maybe we'll do it again. The Golden Taste Bud Award goes to Crystal because people who care so deeply for animals like that are really special people. Bethany, you are one of these people. Like if you hear about a mouse dying, you get physically upset.
I can't take it. I can't take it. Like you and Charlotte were talking about different yeah. ways to like kill mice in houses. And I had to like leave the Google Doc. I was I couldn't sleep that night. Like I literally didn't sleep because I was just picturing mice being killed and like suffering. And it was, it was bad. It's a problem. I've actually talked to my therapist about it because I can't handle any animal talk. It's bad. It like impedes my life.
I saw this meme on Instagram earlier today that said, be the human that makes other people say, wow, there are still good humans on this planet. And Crystal, you are one of those humans. I, you know, I saw this video. It's an old video, but one of the taste buds posted it in the group. And it's this woman, she has a farmhouse and her chickens are free ranging in front of the house and her dog is kind of keeping an eye on it. And a fox comes out of nowhere and the woman comes running out of the house to protect her chickens. Aww. And she's totally naked. She's butt naked. She's chasing that fox away to protect her chickens. And I was like, you know what? What animal would you, or what living being would you run out of the house naked for to protect?
I mean, all of them. Every single one. Every single one.
I would run out of the house naked to protect a package that was stolen from me. I sure would.
According to my Ring app, that's happening a lot lately. So there should be a lot of nude people running around the street.
Bethany.
Yeah.
I was at a party the other day and my girlfriends and I, we had had a little something to drink. We were at outdoor distancing party, right? Okay.
Sure, of course.
And someone was like, I want to dance. And then someone else is like, yeah, I want to dance too. Someone tried to take control of the music because we all requested late 90s, early 2000s, because, you know, that's the best kind of music. And the poor girl who tried to take control of the music of this party did not have Amazon Music. And I was like, girlfriend, move over. I subscribe to Amazon Music and it literally has millions of songs and thousands of podcasts and anything that I want to listen to, aka the best late 90s, 2000s playlist that you will ever find.
Amazon Music has millions of songs, thousands of podcasts, including ours, streaming free. You can follow podcasts you love, you can download them to listen offline, or just ask your friendly Alexa to start listening.
And with free streaming music from Amazon Music, you get thousands of stations and the top playlists all at no charge.
And Amazon Music saves my life because if I am at an event like this and someone asks for music, I am not good at music. Mm-hmm. I know like the songs that I like, but they tend to not be the songs most people like. Putting together a playlist is one of the things that makes me want to jump out a window. And so Amazon Music does it for me. I just have to type in like a song I like or a genre and the playlists are taken care of.
If you don't have a music subscription, it will change your life. It's going to make everything so much easier and it's going to introduce you to new songs that you didn't even know that you loved.
Plus, subscribe to Amazon Music Unlimited like we do and you get even more. Unlimited access to 60 million songs on demand and always ad-free. So you can play the songs you want when you want them.
Taste buds, you are going to love Amazon Music Unlimited just like Bethany and I do. Right now, new subscribers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days.
Go to amazon.com/acquired taste.
That's amazon.com/acquired taste and try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days.
amazon.com/acquired taste. And don't forget, there's a C in that. So amazon.com/acquired taste.
It renews automatically. You can cancel anytime. Offer ends on September 26th. Terms apply. Are you okay now, Bethany, after your snack break?
I feel much better. My blood sugar is regulated. I don't know if I remember opening this jar of jam or not, and so it may have listeria in it. Is that what jam gets? I feel like I don't remember if it was sealed or not. I may be, if I get really sick, how long does listeria take to kick in?
Are you inside my head? Because every time I open up a new jar from the store, I'm like, wait, did I hear the pop?
Yeah.
Did I pull back the tab? Did I throw it away without remembering it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Tylenol murders of Chicago, right? Chicago. And that's when they started putting like things on, you know, protective seals over things. And you don't know if someone's trying to kill you. You never know if someone's trying to kill you.
If you were a college student this season, would you go away to the dorms or would you opt to stay home and maybe go to community college?
You know what? If it was my first year, I would opt to stay home because you're doing your generals anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's safe. I don't think it's safe. I know people are planning weddings and like getting... There was an article on CNN, I think, about like a bunch of like 170 some people got COVID from, and it was all linked to a wedding that none of them had actually attended. I think the wedding was in Georgia.
Arg.
Arg. Would you? Would you be going away?
You know, I really love the idea of everybody going to community college for the first 2 years and then finishing the next 2 years at a school where they could
specialize or whatever.
When you're 18, you don't know what you want to do. Like, I thought I wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer. It's like, get out of here. I wanted to be an artist. I just hadn't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
I love the idea of saving money. College costs so much stupid money. It's insanity.
So much money. And it's like, you know, is it even worth it? Like, or should we all just have gone into an apprenticeship program where you actually make money in a, you know, craft, in a skill, in a trade?
You know, behind the scenes, Bethany and I were just talking about radiators, because a lot of new homes, they have forced heat. But if you live in an old house, you have radiator heat, and radiators get so dirty and disgusting, and they're just grimy and the paint cracks off. And my mom has to redo something like 15 radiators in her house that are gross. Like, think about a bathtub that people have been showering in every day for 15 years. There's just a layer.
It's a grime. And how much did you say each one was?
Each one is going to restore it, to clean it and restore it. You have to sandblast it. It needs a special kind of paint. It's like $1,000 a radiator. Imagine opening up a business, not wasting any of your money going to college, and you open up a business just cleaning radiators in an area of the country where there are a lot of old homes.
Oh, that is an insane amount of money, but it's probably an insane amount of work because it's so specialized.
I fully don't believe in going to college anymore. I don't.
I would be thinking twice. I would be thinking twice about it. I think, you know, if you're going into something that you need to learn, like, you know, becoming a doctor or a surgeon, but
you could watch Grey's Anatomy or YouTube. It's fine.
YouTube, TikTok, medical TikTok.
No TikTok, Bethany. A gross question.
Yeah, anything.
When you're flossing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so disgusting. When you're flossing, do you smell the floss?
What? No, wait, what?
Do you smell the floss after each tooth to like smell the gunk that you got out?
Kathleen, I have never smelled my floss.
Really?
Is this a I promise you, is this a thing? Because I've also heard once before someone else ask that question. So I think I might be in the minority.
I smell my floss.
That I don't. Why? What do you get from it?
I check my health. Because if it's like really rotten, I'm like, oh, that's bad. I need to see a dentist. I smell my floss. It started. I'll tell you when it started. I got braces in college, which is the least opportune time to get braces.
That's tough.
Luckily, I'd already met my husband.
Great.
And I have great eyes, so... No, I kid. But when I got braces, there are like these hooks in the back of your mouth when you have braces that collect so much bacteria that when I would clean them with my special braces brushes, it was so satisfying to smell all that disgusting bacteria that I got. God, I'm so gross. I'm embarrassed of myself. I was smelling my floss last night. I was like, I wonder how many other people smell their floss. It's like smelling your own fart.
You're not alone.
You got to make sure you're not dying.
Okay. I don't understand the connection. I guess... First of all, you're not alone. I know that there are so many people who do this. You're probably in the majority. What I'm confused about is like, it's going to not smell good and you're okay. Like, I like seeing what comes out. That's satisfying. But I feel like you're just torturing yourself with smelling something awful every day.
First of all, I don't floss every day. I shouldn't say that out loud. I don't floss every day.
That is one thing you should do. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, every 2 days, every 3 days. I mean, who's got time for that? Not me. We have a really good toothbrush from Bruche. I don't need to floss every day.
I think you still do need. I think the Bruche people would still tell you that you need to floosh.
Okay. Well, here's my argument for why you should start smelling your floss. Because if one day it's an awful smell, like you, then you gather information on what's the normal smell. And if one day there's an awful smell, then maybe you know you have a cavity in the works.
Wow. Okay. You're probably not wrong. That's probably very insightful.
It's like smelling your poo. You got to smell your poo because you know what normal poo smells like. And then when you're sick, you know what sick poo smells like.
No, I'm getting physically ill talking about this. I'm getting physically ill. I don't want to smell that kind of stuff. I don't want to. Okay.
All right, we'll move on. We'll move on.
I'm going to throw up.
It's fine. Let's talk about coffee.
Okay, really quickly.
Do you put sugar in your coffee?
I put anything I can find in my coffee to make it not taste like coffee. I put so many powders and tinctures and syrups in my coffee that it tastes like chocolate milk. So... Yeah, I put sugar. Do you? You drink it black.
I drink it black normally, but I made coconut sugar, simple syrup.
Yum.
Which apparently coconut sugar, like you don't get the same sugar crash that you do with cane sugar. I don't know, whatever, health things. And it adds this really robust delicious dark flavor to my coffee.
That's
amazing. Splash of almond milk. Bethany, you should try it.
How can you drink black coffee? Because to me, it is so profoundly bitter that it's really tough. I've tried many times. I love the idea of drinking black coffee. I love the, it sounds so romantic to drink black coffee, but I can't do it. Yeah, it sounds French.
I'll tell you why, Bethany, because you drink your coffee from a Keurig.
What do you drink it from?
From a French press, because I'm a fancy
bitch. Oh, you are so much better than me.
I'm a fancy bitch. I don't know why people don't have more French presses in their houses, because you can't really clean a coffee maker French press. You can put the whole dang thing in your dishwasher, and also the coffee tastes a lot better. That's all I'm saying.
I use just a good old, what is it? I use a Black & Decker. My old coffee maker finally died. I use a Black & Decker, like good old police drama, making coffee for the long night ahead coffee maker.
Oh, so you're not using K-cups anymore.
No, I never used K-cups. I used to have an espresso machine that also made coffee, but it finally
died.
Stopped like pulling espresso shots. Yeah, so I have like a good old fashioned, just like Detective Benicio is making coffee, and it's stale, but it's good.
Then you should be able to drink coffee black then, if you're buying coffee that is good coffee. You're not buying Folgers, right?
No. I'm buying like this organic,
delicious,
wonderful fair trade. That's what I'm saying, is I think I'm too far gone, because I feel like I do everything right. The coffee is good quality. I keep my machine clean. Like I rinse it, you know, with vinegar, and then like run it. Like, but it still doesn't taste good to me. And I'm like, am I broken?
Yeah,
Will I never be cool?
You got to go cold turkey.
Ugh, gross. Makes me sick physically. Kathleen, what'd you learn this week? I feel like I've been nothing but negative this whole episode.
No, it's fine. You're going through a moment, but I'm here to pick it up, Bethany, and talk about sniffing floss when you are sad.
You know what it is? I'm anxious about time. And whenever I'm anxious about time, because like I know that our episodes run long and then Charlotte has to wade through all of that raw audio, it stresses me out, because I'm like,
no,
we're running too long. And
Bethany,
that worries me.
Be honest about this. I think that taste buds would appreciate if you were truly honest about why you're looking at the clock.
No, because I'm looking at the clock because Dennis is coming over today. Mm-hmm. He comes over on Fridays usually. Mm-hmm. And last weekend when he came over, we were podcasting far into the day. Mm-hmm. And it is frustrating, because then he didn't need to have rushed over if like I'm still working, and like he knows I have to work.
Yeah.
And so he's not mad about it. It's just more like, I don't know. Sounding awful.
Bethany, you're not sounding
awful.
It
sounds like I'm like trying to change my life for my boyfriend, which isn't the case.
And it's the same thing I do to Neil a lot. It's like, oh, I just have to finish this five minutes. And he's literally waiting for me by the door so we can go out and go out to dinner or something. Your work time was cutting into the time that you had already set out to be you and Dennis time. And we started recording this podcast on Fridays instead of Mondays. And I think a lot of people can relate to this, whether you're the one who works too much or you have a partner that works too much. When it cuts into the time that you guys are supposed to be spending together, it makes you feel disconnected. And that is why you're looking at the clock, because you want Dennis and you're working on your relationship.
And it's not like, and I don't want you to think that I feel like this is coming across wrong.
Do you feel like you're insulting me? Is that why you...
No. Like, I just feel like...
Because I'm late to the podcast last week and it caused a huge fight between you and Dennis. It's okay,
no,
Bethany.
No.
I'm a late person, and it's something I'm trying to work on. I understand, and I'm not offended when you tell me that I'm a selfish biatch for showing up late
last week. I've never said you're a selfish biatch, because you're not a selfish biatch. You're one of the most giving people I know. I think I'm just stressed out because I know that there are so many things still on my to-do list today. And I also know that like I get worried when I see our time. You're laughing at me. Like I am just having full meltdowns. And like,
you know, when you're hanging out with someone and you don't want to be hanging out with them anymore. And I'm just thinking of all the very casual ways where I like cough so I can look at my watch, like, and you know, like pull up your watch to see what time it is. Cause then you're like, okay, what am I going to do now? Okay. I'm having coffee.
Are you insinuating I don't want to hang out with you, or are you insinuating you don't want to hang out with me?
No. Beth, I'm just saying sometimes you hang out with people, or just the general you, humans hang out with other humans that they just want to stop hanging out with. And they're like, okay, I need to like, you're trying to look at the time. And I feel...
I have done that. And then they start a new conversation and you're like, I'm gonna die. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot take this anymore.
And I watched my mom do that yesterday with her general contractor. I was like, Mom, he's trying to leave. And she's like, oh, and this. And I'm like, Mom, John is saying goodbye to you.
Yeah, I've seen that happen before too, where you're like, no, pick up social cues.
Social cues. Bethany, I know you were trying to ask me this before you started looking at the clock. I'm going to ask you first. What did you learn this week, Bethany?
So I learned about this YouTuber that is bringing me much joy and is actually the type of person that I want to be when I grow up. And that person is John McLean. And if you don't know who John McLean is, I don't know what pronouns John uses, because someone asked and John responded, "Your grace" is how John likes to be addressed.
Your highness.
So John McLean is a makeup artist. I believe John is Scottish.
Yes.
And John is wonderful. And I think the first video you should start with on YouTube, I'll link it in the show notes, is something like nearly 4 minutes of John McLean being iconic. Here's a little bit of John McLean.
When I produce questions and answer films, I do tend to like to work from a technological device. Usually I use my iPad, but today I am having to use my iPhone because my iPad has gone missing. So once I have finished today, I'm going to individually contact each of my friends, even the ones that are dead, and accuse each and every one of them of theft. Now, my iPad is probably in my bag or something, but I might as well accuse all of them. It'll give them something to do.
He is iconic. Damn.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's like a mixture of a queen. Mm-hmm. No, it's like a mixture of Moira Rose and Rasputin.
Mm.
Like, just this, like, ageless... Because John also claims to be 24,000 years old. So, like, an ageless trickster character who's Moira Rose. And I'm obsessed.
I love it.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
So, I've talked about this fitness Instagrammer on the podcast before. Her name is Taylor Gellin. And on Instagram, her name is T-A-Y-L and then the number 0 and then the letter R underscore fit. And what she does is she goes to gyms that people have in their neighborhoods, like LA Fitness and Planet Fitness and stuff like that. And she shows you how to work out on the equipment at these cheap,
cool,
you know, these cheap gyms. I like her a lot, but she has this trick that she does, and I think it's genius. So she is studying to be a nurse, and I think she's almost done with school. And she suggests that if you're trying to study or you're trying to finish a big project and your phone is your number one distraction, set up your phone to record you studying and then speed up the video and post it on social media.
That's great.
When she is studying and she doesn't want to look at her phone, she sets it up. So she puts a cute little setup. She's got her desk and her snacks, and we can like see her working and highlighting and like, you know, rubbing sweat off her brow, and like she's really into it. And then she posts this really cute little video of her that's like 30 seconds long, which is probably 5 or 6 hours of studying. And I think it is genius.
That is such a good idea. That is,
and you can pick up your phone
idea.
Because you're gonna mess up the video.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I love that. It's also, it forces you to like free up some memory on your phone.
Yeah,
if you're like me and you're constantly just deleting apps instead of deleting photos and videos. Mm-hmm. That's great. I love that idea.
So Taylor with a 0 instead of an O underscore fit on Instagram.
Love it. Kathleen, where can people find you on social media?
At WebGirlKathleen on everything. How about you, Bethany?
I am Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram, Radio Bethany on Twitter. You can also find our podcast on social media.
On Twitter, we are at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
What else? The Facebook group is pretty friggin' great.
Yeah.
They're wonderful, wonderful people. You can also email us at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
We have voicemails. We play them at the end of every show. You can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message on whatever you want to talk about. Our phone number is 917-994-0353.
We have a P.O. box if you want to send us physical items. P.O. box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030. What else do we have? Oh, our podcast is edited by Charlotte Gartenberg. You can follow her on social media. On Twitter, she is at Shargar, and on Instagram, she is lit_fuck.
Oh, are you talking about my new best friend, Charlotte?
Yeah, Charlotte. You guys met.
I love her.
I still haven't gotten that picture. Send me the picture of you two being adorable together.
I will. I'm going to post it on our Acquired Taste podcast Instagram. Oh, wherever you listen to this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars is the best. Helps us move up in the ranks. I'm not going to be like those celebrities that's like, if you think we're 1 star, fuck off. You know, sometimes... Sometimes celebrities will do that. Unless you think we're 5 stars, don't bother.
Smash that subscribe button. And, oh, if you want to watch Lonely Hearts, you can grab tickets to any of the showings that are coming up. You can find all of those. Go to, I think you have to type in the three W's, www.lonelyhearts.love. That will take you to a list of all our screenings and where you can buy tickets.
Oh, also, I'm going to have you send me that information, Bethany. I'm going to put it up on our website today.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Bethany.
Yeah.
The breath. The breath
part. Oh, this is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Oh, yeah. Clearly you need it. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Kathleen. Fire breath. And Taste Buds, this is what you had to say this week.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. Thank you so much for all that you do for us Taste Buds. My name is Nick. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm a first grade bilingual teacher, and here's why I'm calling. Last week there was, or 2 weeks ago, there was a Taste Bud who called as a parent, and she was so upset about having to teach her child and not feeling like she's going to be good enough. And I'm here to tell you, as a first grade teacher, I teach 6- and 7-year-olds, that I don't feel good enough. I just finished 8 days of professional development for how to teach kids all online, and I don't feel like I'm good enough either. So here's what I'm here to tell you. You are amazing. Step number one, all of you parents out there, yes. Step number two, reach out to your teachers, because we are here to help and support you. We don't even know what's going on half the time either with this virtual learning, because there's so much to keep track of. And being a dual language teacher, where I have to teach kids not only in their first language, but in their second language, in a language they don't even know, oh man, it's going to be a trip. We're going to get through this together. No, your child is not behind. They are just right where they need to be. Because you know what? Some of the things we are requiring of kids to do now because it's online are not developmentally appropriate. So you and your child are going to rock this and be amazing.
Hey, Buds and Bethany and Kathleen. I just caught up on the latest episode and the Labor Day episode today. And Bethany was talking about completely losing your mind with quarantine. And I think I'm there. I was just pouring myself a glass of wine. My filter wasn't working the right way. P.S. Allergic to red wine, so there's an amazing filter on Amazon that you can get that lets you drink it. But I'm actually drinking rosé, but when it's a darker color, I use it anyway. Besides the fact, I found myself yelling at my wine filter to not be an asshole because it wasn't working the way I wanted it to. So I am now not only talking to my cats, but inanimate objects. So, hope everyone else is doing better. Love you guys. Love the Facebook group. Hope everyone's doing well.
Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Bethany. This is Megan from Georgia. I am calling because I was listening to the episode about imposter syndrome and the fear of success. And Bethany, you brought up the point, or brought up how you, if you were going to get successful with your show and you're acting, and how you're afraid that your fear comes from how that's going to mess up your schedule. And girl, I thought you were speaking for me. I recognized that in myself from even like way back from like not doing certain, not going after certain internships or taking certain opportunities that had been presented to me, or maybe even self-sabotaging opportunities that I was going to be given because I was afraid of how that would mess up my schedule of things, of what I was going to be doing on the weekends, to my relationship at the time in college. I didn't want it to change. And I think that I really probably self-sabotaged a lot of really great opportunities that, you know, were presented to me. And I just hope that other people hear it and, you know, that they're not afraid of their success and that they, don't look back on it in the ways that I do now.
Hey, ladies, it's Taste Bud Chelsea from Texas. Bethany, I just wanted to say, I know your alarm didn't mean to go off, but thank you for sharing the way that you've been scheduling. This actually helped me figure out how I'm going to work on time blocking after my 9-to-5, because I never seem to have enough time in the day to work on my side hustle or anything, and this, and also like working out and fitting everything in, this has helped tremendously. I'm on my second week of trying the alarms thing, and it's been working so well. So I just wanted to say thanks. Have a great weekend.
Hey, ladies, it's Taste Bud Jessica from Tarrytown, New York, and I am just about to watch season 1, episode 1 of Ghosty Boys. Also, when I tried searching for Ghosty Boys on Hulu, literally typed ghosty and it wasn't coming up, and it took me a hot minute to figure out that it was Ghost Adventures. So I will let you guys know what I think. I'm quite excited. Thanks. Bye.